Shalom, brethren. I'm Brother Paul Sim from Singapore. I wish to thank Brother Andrew Peary for the opportunity to share on this platform for this week. The title of my sharing today is Our Fellowship with God. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy towards us. May your Holy Spirit open up our hearts and minds to receive the teachings from your word. It is our desire to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We pray and ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 to 22, we read, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he had consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. "Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When we become a child of God, we can have fellowship with Him. It is God's desire to have this fellowship with us. This is made possible by the cross of Calvary. At the cross, God and a sinner can meet due to the blood of Christ that was shed there as an atonement for man's sins. Man must have the faith to believe and trust in the work of the cross. This fellowship with God is made possible through prayers and the reading of God's word. God talks to us when we read the Bible, and we talk to God when we pray. Thus, through the habitual praying and studying the word of God, we have constant fellowship with God. Therefore, our fellowship with God is developed when we spend time praying and searching His word. We have to be careful that this fellowship with God can be broken when we have unconfessed sins. To continue to have fellowship with God, we have to confess our sins and make right with God. Psalms 51 verse 17. "A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." Psalms 51 verses 11 and 12. "Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit." As what God has said, King David is a man after his own heart, because King David always confesses his sins and gets right with God. The relationship with God is re-established, and this gives King David the continuity of life in God. Therefore, the fellowship with God is indispensable in a Christian life. Without it, we will not have the joy of salvation. John chapter 15, verse 11. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Without the fellowship with God, we will lose the victory over sin and the battle with Satan. Unless we have constant fellowship with God, we will not be able to defeat Satan. Satan can only be defeated by the strength of the Lord and not by our own strength. Therefore, Satan is constantly trying very hard to keep us from our daily fellowship with God. We ought to be mindful of this and conscientiously pray, read the Bible, and have fellowship with God. John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. Then the Savior says, "Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit, much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing." These verses show us the union of the vine and the branch. This union is the relationship between Christ and us. The branch can bear fruit only as it abides in the vine and draws its life and fruit-bearing qualities from the vine. A branch that is not united with the vine and does not draw its sap from the vine will soon be dead and useless. Consistency and discipline help us to maintain constant fellowship with God. If we have these two qualities, soon it becomes a habit and not a chore to have daily quiet time with God. It is similar to regularly visiting a friend and have fellowship with him. Soon the fellowship deepens and a longing is there to the next meeting. Never let the rush of the day deprive you of the morning quiet time with God. Begin the day in thanksgiving and prayer. Similarly, close the day with thanksgiving and prayer, not forgetting to ask God for forgiveness for the things we have committed in the day that have displeased Him. We can maintain victory during the day by having a few moments with God from time to time. Always remember, prayer is a continual communion with God and our source of victory and fruitfulness. Prayers allow changes in the outcome of our situation. The success of a Christian life, therefore, depends on how how much time we spend in fellowship with God. It is a privilege as well as of utmost importance that a child of God can have fellowship with God. And we should not take this for granted. God bless you. Shalom.